Tina, my friend.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm okay.
Been hesitating to call you because they told me that you had to reset a password to get into that data where you would be collecting leads. And I remember last I spoke with you, you said that your internet was down. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want to call her and stress her out even more. But what it is do you remember? Like,
it was only for the one day, though. It was only for the one day my internet was down.
Oh, good. Yeah, because you were telling me that, you know, it was, you know, they weren't responding well, and they were telling you to log on so they can fix it, and you're like, I can't log on because my internet's down. So I was going, oh, man, I don't want to stress her out. But I'm going to send you a link, and this link is for a software that we use that's called Visita. And the Visita had been set to your old email. But what they did was they did all the revisions that you and I discussed the other day, and this one, they changed the email on it to
that's the one they sent to me. Then, you know what? I'm going, who is this? Why is this here? And I'm like, I don't remember signing up for it. So they're probably thinking I don't want it because I sent it all back with saying, please don't send messages to me. I don't even know who this is, and da-da-da-da-da.
I even tried to go in and see, like, oh, maybe I could just reset the password for her so I don't have to bother her. And then it said that they're going to send the password to your email. So I'm like, I don't have access to that. Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hold
Lori.
On one second? Okay.
Sure. My goodness, one of those little puppies was happy about something. I could hear how excited they were in the background.
I'm like, I'm coming, I'm here.
So I just sent that link to you on your text message, but I'm also sending it to you on the email. If it's easier, you can just log into your email.
So
you're
gonna have to tell them that when I sent those messages, I just did that today.
Oh,
going,
yeah, no problem.
I go, who are you? Why are you sending me this?
I'll let them know.
I kept saying I have nothing to do with you.
Well, that's why they reached out to me, because they're like, you know, Tina, normally we would have to call and explain this, but we know that Lori likes dealing only with you, so they asked me to call you, and then I was hesitating because I thought your internet was still down. I didn't want to stress you out, but...
But I'm like, yeah, because I'm telling you, I got people that are in my email, and they keep saying, you know, and then they say Lisa something, and I'm like, who's Lisa? And who's this?
Yeah.
And who's that? They're coming in my email, and I'm like, this is not this person's email. I said, I don't know where you're getting this from. I don't know if it's a scam, if you click on it or something and whatnot. And they're saying that they're charging this, and I'm like, well, they're not charging me, but still. Regardless.
Be careful. If you're not sure if it's us, Lori, you could always ask for the security question and answer on file, even if it's an email, which is your first pet's name, which is Boots, right? So a legitimate local / employee would have that information that they could confirm even on the email. So yeah, that's always just a little safety precaution, you know, just in case you get something suspicious, you know.
Well, it's not even from local Spanish. It's just in my email saying, you know, oh, we have received your payment. Payment for what?
Oh, that might not be from us. Yeah,
that's why I said it's not from you. But I'm like, then I got different names on these accounts, you know, and I'm like, well, they're not taking it out of my account. That's fine and dandy, but somebody's still using my email address and they're sending, saying, thank you for your payment. Here's your confirmation number. And I'm like, you have the wrong email address, fool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they're trying to get me to click on them to see, you know, if I would check it out and, you know, and say, okay, yeah, thanks, you know, and then really charge me. I don't know. But you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't know where they are. I got three. Now this is my third person different name and everything that's coming through that's using my email address or something, or if they're just trying to trick me, I'm not sure, you know, to look into it, I guess, or something. But I haven't
my dad got scammed, Lori, out of one of those, and they took almost $40,000 from him, and the FBI got involved and they said they can't do anything about it. So I'll tell you real quickly what happened. He got an email and it said from Microsoft, thank you for your $399 payment that we just processed.
Yeah.
And so that's exactly what I'm getting. And he said, look, I don't have a $399 payment. You have the wrong person. And they said, oh, well, we're so sorry. We can reverse it for you. So do me a favor. We're going to screen share with you, and we'll help you get that reversed. And so he was on the phone with this guy for almost an hour. And long story short, during the screen share, he goes, yep, here I am. I'm actually processing the refund now, and I'm putting it in 399.00. And so he was pretending like he was refunding my dad $399, right, for the charge that he wasn't supposed to, you know, have. And then right after he did that, he said, oh, my goodness, oh, I made a mistake, and this is horrible. I have two little kids at home, and I'm going to get fired. And my dad said, well, what happened? And he said, I accidentally put 3999.00, so I refunded you $40,000, or, you know, instead of 399. And he's like, but if you could just wire it back to me and take the 399 out, then everything will be fine, you know, and we'll be squared away. So my dad, you know, his heartstrings were pulling. He didn't want this guy to get fired with the two little kids. And so he wired him back almost the $40,000, thinking that it was an error. And then after that happened, the guy was like, okay, now I have to work on this a little bit further. And by now, my dad, I guess, had been on the phone for a couple of hours with him, and he was starting to get tired. He's like in his 80s, you know. So he said, do me a favor. You can just leave now. Just leave your computer on, and I can finish up doing all of the paperwork and all that. And my dad, that's where he got suspicious. He said, look, I haven't left my computer on at night for over 40 years, and I'm not going to leave it on tonight anyway. So you're just going to have to figure it out, and I have to go goodbye. And he said goodbye, and he shut off the computer. And then the next morning, he saw that, you know, $39,999 that he had wired went through. But when he called the bank and he called the FBI and the police, they said, there's nothing we can do about it because you authorized it. And he's like, I authorized it, but I thought it was a Microsoft employee that made a mistake and blah, blah, blah. But the FBI ended up tracking it down to somebody in Lima, Peru. So someone in Lima, Peru had, you know, got his email, and they sent this phony email that looked legitimate, like it was from Microsoft. And I told my dad, I said, look, the problem that you had is that when you called Microsoft, you called the number that was on the email. You should have just looked up the Microsoft number yourself online and called them directly, because the number on the email obviously was a fake number to the scam artist in Lima, Peru, you know? And, okay. And, yeah, and he said, you know, in hindsight, Tina, what I could have done is just ignored it. He's like, because they didn't have any 399 charge pending. Like, they got me. I got scammed at thinking that they really did charge me $399, but they didn't have access to his bank or anything. It was just a phony email, you know? Like you're getting.
But here's the thing, did they use a different name? Did they say, Lisa Nelson, you know, here's your, you know, we received your payment?
I don't think so, because he didn't tell me anything about a different name on it. He just told me about
the whole... different names on it. And I'm
yeah.
like, who is this person? Who's Enrico whoever? And I'm like, who's this Lisa whoever? And I said, and
yeah.
who is this Eric? Eric somebody too. And I'm like, what the hell is going on with you people? I said, this isn't nobody's
yeah.
email.
Yeah.
This isn't their email. I said, this is my email. And I said, cut it out and take my email off or whatever. Stop using my email or call the law. That's all I got.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. I think, there's a way that you can mark them as spam too so that they don't come to your inbox anymore. You know, that way, you know, but it sounds like they're creating multiple emails and then that's going to be tricky because you'll block one and then they'll be able to, you know, get in and do another one. So, can you try to set this password right now or do you need a little bit of time to do it?
Okay, hold on. I'm going to see if this
mm-hmm.
reaches over here. Luckily,
mm-hmm.
my laptop is close by.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, email. But, yeah, here I'm like, when you said that name, and I'm like, okay, you know, I said, that sounds familiar. Why does that sound familiar? And I thought, no, they didn't. They're the ones that sent me that.
Yeah.
After
yeah.
I said, please don't send me that. I don't know who you are. Da-da-da-da.
Question, Lori, on the tabs on the site, it says for the dog training that, it's each class costs $20 an hour and duration is 1 hour. Minimum capacity per class is 6. So for the dog boarding and the dog daycare, do you have a minimum, or a maximum for that? Or is it just $20 a day flat?
For the boarding train or just are you talking about
just dog boarding and dog daycare? Remember how you told me, dog daycare
yeah.
isn't $20 an hour.
Yes, it's $20
per...
an hour. $20 an hour for the one. And what the hell? And, who is that? And then $20 for the class per hour and then $20 a day for dog boarding. Yes.
But we don't have to put duration is X amount and minimum capacity is for the dog daycare, right? They could just pay $20 an hour. And there's not any extra, like, stipulations on it, right?
You mean $20 a day?
I mean a day, yeah, because they fixed it. They put $20 a day, but now that I'm looking at it, they kept what was on there for the training, and they put, and duration is 1 hour, maximum capacity per class is 6, and that doesn't make sense. So I think it should just say each day is $20 a day for the dog daycare or the dog boarding, you know? Don't you
right.
think so? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Only the doggy classes, only dog classes are minimum of 6. I mean, the maximum is 6.
Okay.
For dog classes, but not for doggy daycare and boarding, no.
Daycare and boarding, please remove. I thought I was so crystal clear on my notes the first time, and I guess she didn't understand, but here. I'm going to put, please remove duration is 1 hour, and then it should only say, so she doesn't have any, only say $20 per day.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's all been fixed with the exception of they didn't take that little back-end thing off, and then let's see, doggy boarding, dog daycare, dog transportation, board and train boot camp has been added for $50 a day. Is there a duration or a minimum class for the board and train boot camp?
Okay, hold on 1 second. Say that again.
Board and train boot camp. Remember you told me to tell them to add $50 a day?
Yep.
Is it also 1 hour duration and minimum
no.
per class? Okay.
No. Well, if board and train is they stay here for boot camp. But it is a 2 week minimum required regardless.
2 week minimum requirement, right? Okay. good. I'm happy that. I remember there was something with the 2-week minimum. I just didn't know which tab it goes under. So that was probably my bad. So under board transfer spot, please also remove. I'm going to do the same thing.
Okay.
And add 2-week minimum commitment required, right?
2-week minimum requirement. Yes. It should be on that big long ad, you know, with the policy. You know, on the
okay.
You know, on the policy, it should be in that too.
Okay,
I remember I looked at big policy. You know,
yes.
That there's 2-week minimum requirement, only 100% guarantee if you know you maintain the training. That's you know, and that is.
Yeah, I don't need to put all of that policy. I'll just put add 2-week minimum requirement because they cannot see your policy in that other section. This is just for the tabs. So I think we're good there. What about dog transportation?
I do provide dog transportation if needed.
What should that say for pricing, or should it just say please call for pricing, or what do you think? Because I guess that would matter, like, you know, how far that you're, you know, transporting them, you know? That's why I don't
right.
know. It should just be please call for details.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
But you know, I always like to say that I am low priced though, you know, for that.
Okay.
It's like, you know, usually my car doesn't take much. I went all the way to Eden Prairie and didn't take up much gas at all from my car. Go figure that one out. And Eden Prairie is pretty far, 40-minute drive.
Okay, so I put under dog transportation, it should only say, please call for details and most affordable pricing. Does that sound good?
Yep.
Okay,
yes.
Good. All right, so we have that squared away. So now, did you log into that link that I sent you?
Yeah, but now,
okay.
See, and you're right, I did send saying, please don't email me again this because I don't know who you are.
That's okay, Lori. So
I'm like, who the hell is this? I'm like, what is it? It's like my email is open to everyone. And I'm like,
yeah. Well, I don't blame you if you're getting all those weird ones under all those different names, and then all of a sudden there's a one coming from us, but it's asking you to do something weird with some software that you're not familiar with.
It didn't even say my name that I know of. It just said dear something. I don't have to look again. And I'm like, ooh, what? I'm like, I don't know these people anymore. I'm getting tired of this crap. But now I feel bad.
Don't feel bad. It's
nice.
Okay.
I wasn't nice about it. I mean, I didn't swear or anything, but I wasn't nice about it. I'm like, I'm getting all this crap and I'm getting tired of it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. But if you go into that link that I sent you, it will say
my password is what? Boots?
No, what you have to do is if you open the page, do you see where it says Visita, log into your account?
Yeah, I already put my email address.
So put your email, and then you have to hit forgot password, because you're going to reset the password, right? So you're going to hit forgot password, and that's going to give you an option where you can put your email in, and it will send you a link in your email to reset the password. Now, once that password's reset, you could use Boots or Boots123 or something. Let me know what it is, because Selena, she's the one that's doing the revisions on your website. She wants to know what the password is so that when people fill out the scheduling, the classes for you, that you'll be able to have access to it, and she'll be able to also put it on your dashboard.
Okay, hold on. Okay. I'm there now. Reset password. Oh, now I feel bad. I said, don't email me. I don't know who you are.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
I was just on a roll because I said, I'm getting tired of all these emails. And I'm like, I don't understand where all this shit's coming from. I said,
yeah.
I said, I don't remember getting you at all. I said, what is this about?
it makes me understand why they automatically sent it to me. They're afraid to call you after that.
I go, why am I getting an email that I have no idea what it's for?
Yeah.
I'm like, when did I ever get this service? I don't know who Victa is or whatever this is, you know?
Yeah, I know. That
and
was,
like,
you had
stop doing this because I don't know who these people are.
Yep, you had this Visita software before where, you know, someone could go in and create the training, you know, or the scheduling. But it's just that for some reason, because your email changed so many times, we lost access to it. So we're just trying to get it up and running again for you.
Okay. Okay, guess what I'm doing? Oh, wait. Am I doing it wrong? Okay, hold on. Oh, one uppercase. I hate this thing. What, you know, can't we just use that one? It doesn't quite have to be uppercase and lowercase and numbers and all this other crap. People are getting my email anyways without this. You know?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Okay, so now I got to do this again. I'm using my other dog's name.
Okay, what's that?
Okay, hold on. Oh, I know what to put. Where's my notebook? Okay, hold on 1 second. I got to get my notebook now.
Okay. Yeah, write it down for sure that way. But I'm going to put it in the notes on your account here, too. So if you ever forget the password, you could just call us and anyone. Yeah, but I just want to make sure that, you know, everybody's on the same page so that when they set that up, you'll be able to get the scheduling.
Okay. I thought I had to go somewhere to get it. You know, you remember I told you I got all those iPads and tablets just so that when something goes wrong with my phone, I won't lose all my data? I didn't think that one through. I didn't think that one through to it.
Yeah. I
because
do that
I have
too.
To, I was like, I want to upkeep all the information on all of them then. And I'm like, oh, I didn't think this through, did I?
I know. I do the same thing. I store them all on my phone in the notes. But then every now and then I think, what am I going to do if, you know, I lose my phone or my phone breaks? Then I'm not going to be able to see what all all those passwords are that I'm saving, you know?
I just started where I just didn't put all the information on all those other tablets and iPads, and I'm like, I didn't think this through very well.
Right.
I just figured that, you know, I'll have it all set, you know, and I'm like, now I know why everybody's laughing at me.
Yeah.
like I'm really going to keep up with all that. And I'm like, no, I guess I didn't. Okay, I think I got it.
Okay,
let me put it in first to see.
Yeah, put it in first, make sure it works, and then you can tell me what it is so that I can put it in the notes.
Okay. Now, what is capital again? This one?
It should be the shift button, right?
You think? Oh,
I think
let me see. Well,
you have to hit shift and the number.
I'm so used to my phone, you know, all the time now. It's like, I forget.
No, that's okay. You do the shift and hold it down while you hold. Let's say you wanted a capital T. You would hold the shift down and hit the T at the same time, and then that should make it a capital.
Okay, hold on. And then I got to go into... Where is it? I think I did it.
Okay.
I can't be certain. Let me see. okay. Oh. Okay. Did I put an E in there? Yes, I must have. Oh, do I not have a spell or what? Okay. Let me see. Hold on a sec. Oops. Okay, I'll just do it over.
I'm putting in the Visita cred set per client are samuelsonboy16@gmail.com. That's the email. And then the password, I'll add it as soon as you make sure or confirm that it's working.
Okay, let me see if it's, confirm. Of course, I got to confirm it. Of course, now. I'm wondering about that. Okay. All right. Hopefully that worked. If not, I'll know. If not, it'll come back to me and say, there's something wrong.
Yeah. So you're just trying to log into it now, right?
It just said reset password.
Okay. And then you typed it in there?
Hold on. Haven't done nothing yet. Oh, come on. Seriously? Am I forgetting something? What? Oh. I did it. Why did it ask me to do it twice? I'll never know. That's so stupid. Oh, here we go. Yep. Okay, I'll give it to you now. Let me make sure it works though on here. Because sometimes when I enter it right away, sometimes it'll say incorrect password. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hello? Oh.
I'm here. Yeah, I'm writing a note to Selena because she told me that she is already off for the day, but she's going to come in tomorrow and work on it. So I'm sending her a screenshot of the different tabs that I want her to fix tomorrow. So that I want to make sure that we're all crystal clear. So there's the tabs of classes, and then there's also the tab of the scheduling that she should fix the pricing accordingly.
Okay, let me see if it does. Okay. I'm hoping it does. Okay, let me see. Let me be sure. So it's in that. Okay. Oh my goodness. Who is that now? Oh, and by the way, you know, all the dogs that I had up for adoption a long time ago?
Yeah.
You can take them off.
Okay. I'll see if they're still on here.
I don't know why people said they're still on here, and I'm like, no, that was a long time ago.
I remember that. That was a long time ago.
Okay, let's see if it works now. Nope, it said incorrect password. I knew it would do that.
Okay.
See?
So try to do it again. Go into the link and hit reset password.
Hold on. Let me try it again.
Mm-hmm. And then it'll put in your email.
Hold on. Okay. Shift D O G 6. Oh, it shouldn't say that though. I don't get it. Come on. Oh, come on. See, it's not taking it. When I told you a lot of times it doesn't do that. It doesn't take it. And I confirmed it 3 times and it went through. So how come if I confirmed it and I'm putting it in the same way I put it in the other 2 times, it's not taking it? See, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't work. A lot of times that happens with Amazon too. And I'm like, you know, I just put it in there. Why wouldn't it work?
What happens when you put it in? Does it confirm it or say like you're good to go?
No, okay, listen. When I confirmed it, it went through and then it said go into login.
Okay.
So now I'm logging in, and now the login says it's incorrect. This always happens at Amazon, too. Ugh. So now I got to do it all over again because this is just stupid. I shouldn't have to do that. And I'm just going to do the same thing. Again.
I'm putting some notes in here for Selena while you're doing that. So if I'm quiet, it's not that I'm not listening to you. I'm just typing something at the same time.
Yeah,
so
I use a small clip all the time, and I'm like, what's that clicking noise?
So you're in Columbia Heights now, right?
Yep. You knew that.
I know that, but on the bottom of your site, it says Minneapolis. So I just want to make sure that it gets fixed. That's what I'm typing to her right now. So since she's going to be working on this tomorrow. So give me the address one more time, Lori.
Okay, hold on. Oh, my God, this is so stupid. But, you know, and then I got to do it again. What the hell is wrong with this crap? Okay. Okay, what? Your password has been changed. No, it hasn't.
Oh, maybe you just changed it, you think?
Go in and try it because it didn't let me do it. It didn't let me go in and confirm it.
Oh, what did you put? What did you set it at? Let me see if
okay,
I can.
Here. Okay. It's like, this is stupid. Okay. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Police dog. Oh, P-O-L-I-C-E, capital D.
Mm-hmm.
Dog, you know.
I C E capital D. Okay. O G.
O
okay.
G. 6 and pound sign.
Okay, let's see if it works. And the email is samuelsonboy16@gmail.com.
Yep.
Keeping my fingers crossed here. Let's see.
Well, it says my password's been changed and it keeps coming. It won't let me go in. I could try it again, I suppose.
Incorrect email or password. It said the same thing.
That's what I'm saying. This is stupid. Then it says your password has been changed. Well, mm-hmm. No, it hasn't. See, that's what I'm saying. I have troubles with this. And it says, how come it says that if I haven't done, you know, if it's not accepting it?
Yeah.
This is stupid. So I should reset it again then?
I would reset it again, yeah. Reset it again.
This is not working. See, I told you. This is just stupid. Uh-oh. Wait, no. Hi, Lori.
Why don't we try this, Lori? I didn't notice that this was... Here. I'm going to send your email a login code, and that will give you also a link to reset it again. That way it'll be easier than, you know, keep...
It's not letting me do it anyway. It's not letting me do it again. If you forgot your password things... That's okay. Something. That's okay. It happens to everyone. But then it just says reply.
Okay. Check your email in a moment for a login.
My password didn't something go through. I don't know what the hell. But they're not letting me do it again.
Well, I just sent you a login code. I want you to try to do it that way. There's two different ways to reset it on here. One is through the login code, and one is through the, you know, reset password link. So we're going to try
to... It didn't let me do it either way.
Oh, you didn't? What happened when you...
It says reset my password didn't work. Didn't accept. It won't accept it. See, that's what I'm saying. This is stupid.
Okay. Why don't we do this? Since she's out until tomorrow, I will just have her update all the revisions that we talked about, and then I'll put my head together with them on Monday and see what the solution is. If for some reason they can think of another way, maybe they could use one of our email addresses as the username to go in and reset it, or something like a local / email address, and then we could set up an email and a password for you. I'm sure we have capability to do that, you know. We could even do like lbrown@localsplash.com or something. They could create one. And then we could, you know, so I'll ask them on Monday if we can do that.
Okay, say that over again. You lost me. Something about what?
No, so since we can't reset the password for you because it's going to your email, right? So,
but it's not letting me do it either again. So
right. So that's why I was thinking if we could create an email, like a local / email under you, so that it's your email and everything, but it's a local / email that we could go in and reset the password through for you and see if it would work, then we could provide
you
with
that.
It. Sorry, yeah, and say, hey, Lori, yeah, this
what?
Is...
Why don't you can use my email. You can just go into my email. I have nothing to hide. There's nothing in there.
Okay, well then let me try that. Give me a second here. I'll try to log in.
That's why I said just go to my email. I mean, I'm giving you permission because I know you're not going to, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't do anything.
I think you're not
going to
do anything, but it's like, I've got people using my email address. I don't even know who the hell they are. People keep saying reset your password, and I'm not going to keep setting my password. This is just stupid.
Okay, so for the Samuelson's Boy 16 at, well, hold on a second.
At Gmail, yeah. Well, anyway, I better tell you that Christmas is coming up again, you know.
I know. Isn't that crazy? You know, they said in our...
You got to think about what you want.
Aw, you are so sweet.
Now, this one will happen to you by Christmas. Or it'll happen from your birthday, and then it'll have to be your birthday.
That's funny. You're always so thoughtful, though. Huh, I'm wondering why it's saying samuelsonsboy16@gmail.com is not found. Maybe because I'm trying to add it.
Did you guys not put it in right? Because I'm using my, okay, because I got your email address. I got your email from the thing to say reset password code.
Mm-hmm. So what, can you try it? Can you try it that way with the code and see what happens?
No, it won't let me do it anything.
Okay, so what is the,
can't you see that you sent it?
It's letting me potentially log in now. So what is the password for SamuelsonsBoy16 at Gmail? Is it the same one, police dog, or?
You mean the new password?
No, the password that you use to get into your email.
Oh, crap. Oh, you're from a different laptop, that's why.
Yeah, because you asked me, you said, oh, you can go log into my email. I trust you. That way I could try to reset it, you know?
No. Okay, you know what? I don't remember it. I have to look on my tablet.
Okay.
On my paper. Okay, hold on. So hold on. I hope I'm not keeping you too long.
It's a little past 4, but that's okay. I mean, I can't stay, you know.
For 6 o'clock here. I'm like, I forgot. That's where you found it somewhere else. And I'm like, how is it past 4?
Yeah, we're 2 hours behind. So we work 7 to 4. So I'm considered after hours right now. But if we can get this knocked out within the next 10 minutes or so, they'll be okay with it. Other than that, we'd have to table it till Monday. So we'll try to do the best that we can.
Okay,
you know?
Hold on 1 second. I got to go get the tablet then.
Okay, yeah, no problem.
It might be about a second, but I'm here already.
Yeah, no, take your time. I understand.
Okay, so hold on.
Okay.
I'm coming. I am here.
Lori.
I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay.
You're getting your exercise today, right?
You know, I can be pretty fast when I want to. That didn't take more than a minute, did it?
No, you did really good. You did really good. So.
Okay, ready?
1 second.
I think this is it. It could be. This must be my new one because I don't know. I told you I had to go through all kinds of stuff.
Yes. Let's try it.
Hold everything down. Okay. Let me catch my breath.
Catch your breath. No
this
problem.
This is me saying, I'm still here. I'm coming. Oh, I'm running. As I'm running by the phone each time. Like, I'm still coming. Okay, I gotta make sure. Which is okay. That's quantum pirate. Okay, try this one then.
Okay.
And there's no capitals.
Okay.
Train wreck.
Okay, all lowercase.
33.
Train wreck.
33. Now I don't know if this. I know this has got to be the newest. I haven't done. I know I set my password before, but
okay. So it's gonna send it's gonna send a notification to your Galaxy asking
Did
you
it work?
To type in it. Well, it's telling me to have you type in 48 on your Galaxy A03S. So Is that your cell phone,
my
a Galaxy?
Oh, I have no idea.
Do you have like a Samsung Galaxy phone, or is that your tablet?
Yeah. Oh,
okay,
that's why I hear the thing clicking. Okay.
Yeah, if it's going off and it's asking you to put a code in, put in 48. That's
okay,
just verifying that you're authorizing me to go into this email.
What the hell? Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Okay, local splash, that's you. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
48. Where does it say 48?
I don't know. It's saying to check your Galaxy. Is your tablet a Galaxy?
Okay, hold on.
Okay, you're doing
it. Hold on. This is weird. Okay. Galaxy. It says security check. I don't know, but it doesn't say 48.
Okay.
Wait, it's still loading.
If it asks you to look, put in a number, or after it loads, put in 48. So just give it a second.
That's not good.
Huh.
It's asking me to log in.
Okay. Well, you know what the login is. You just logged in, right? You did the train wreck.
No, remember, it's not. No, they're asking me to log into Victa, whatever that is.
Oh, don't worry about Visita yet, because we have to reset the password. I'm just trying to get into your email so I can help you with that. So,
okay, what did you send? Oh, okay, the last one I got, did you send it to my email or to my text, to my phone?
It says
your
Galaxy A03S. Is that the kind of phone that you have?
I don't know.
Let me look.
Okay.
I'm going to
Google. It says login SSO true, whatever that is. I don't know what the hell that is.
Oh yeah, this is a cell phone. Okay, so it says it's going to it wants you to type yes on the notification and then tap 48 on your phone. So it's gonna say
there isn't anything there that says that.
Hold on, Lori. Let me try another way. It says okay, type yes on your phone or tablet. Okay, I'm going to send a verification code then to your phone. Hold on.
Okay,
tell me now if you get a verification code.
It came up. It did say twice now.
What is the
code? Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm. It's six-digit code.
The new code, hold on, 410 and 430. Okay, it is G.
Uh-huh.
064.
Mm-hmm.
066.
Okay, let's see if this works.
No, I'm not looking for an excuse.
Okay, then it says... It says I'm signed in, so give me a second. I'm going to go to the mail,
okay,
and I'm going to try to use that link to get into the Visita and reset this for you. So...
I'm going to say Visita. I'm off. I'm like, where do you get Visita? Oh, that's kind of a weird word.
Yeah.
I guess it is Visita, but I don't know. What says that good brain? I don't know. I thought it said that frosting. What the hell? Okay. Hello?
I'm trying to... Okay. Give me a second here. I'm going to just try the whole thing again here. Okay. So I'm going to put forgot password. I'm going to put your email, and then I'm going to try to reset it for you to that police dog one that you and I discussed. So give me a second.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. So...
Yeah, I always have to set. If I don't use my computer for a while, it goes out and then it says I need to log in again. And I'm like, this is just stupid. It should just stay on.
Yeah.
That's just stupid. I have to always go through that. You know, if I didn't sign off or sign out, it should still be there.
Yeah. It's actually... Inbox, reset password request. Okay. Now I got to look at the timestamps because they're all different, like you said. Okay, this one is the newest one, 412. So let me use this link. Reset my password.
Now you got it on here again. Reset so password again.
Just relax for a minute. I'm going to try to do it. So police dog, P-O-L-I-C-E, dog is capital, D-O-G, 6, and then hashtag, right?
No pound.
Oh, pound.
You know,
okay.
It's a pound, you know, like when you say press 1 and then press the pound key, please.
Yeah,
you know, kind of
okay. Police dog with a capital D and then pound. Okay, let me make sure they match. Police dog 6. Okay.
Yeah, what are you coming here for? The bowls are in the on the floor over there in the porch.
Yeah.
And the pork is up there. Hey, do you know how to play pickleball, Tina?
No, but I was thinking I got to take it up because it's super popular right now, and I think that it must be pretty easy to play. It wouldn't be that popular if it wasn't so easy to play. You know what I mean?
You know how easy it is to play? Well, I mean, if you know how to play tennis, ping pong, racquetball, anything
yeah.
like that. You'll pick it up, and then it's pick up. You'll pick it up easily.
Oh, good. Are you playing it, Lori?
Because I know how to play all those.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, I want to try.
I can have moves and everything. So yeah, I mean, you know, so it's like, and I thought anything like that, anything with a ball like that, like on a court, you know, anything is just, you know, just like rollerblading. If you know how to ice skate, you sure can do rollerblading.
Yeah, you're right about that for sure. But guess what? I got the password to stick for you, so that's good. It was the one that you wanted. It was the police with, if you want to write it in your book, which you probably already did, but the police dog with the capital
D. Well, you didn't take it for me, so that's why I was like, whatever.
Yeah, no, it took it for me, and I was able to log in, so now I can send it to Selena so she can do her work tomorrow. So it's P-O-L-I-C-E, capital D-O-G, 6, pound sign. Okay, perfect.
Yep.
So I put that in the...
And that's why I confused you when they kept saying, well, you generated leads, and we expense you leads. And I'm like, what leads? I haven't gotten a damn thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, are they losing it, or do they think they have the right person? I didn't know. And I was like, I don't know where... I says, well, maybe it was on their end, but it sure didn't come here. But I have other ways to access my email, you know, too. So.
The leads are different, though, from scheduling an appointment. So a lead would be if someone goes on your website and they say, hey, Lori, I have, a chihuahua that needs some help with XYZ, and I'm wondering how much that would be, or, you know, when you're available to look at him. So that's when a lead comes through your site, right? And they'll put their email and their phone number. But this is so they can actually schedule. They can say, okay, Lori has a class on Tuesdays at 11 or whatever time you're going to let us know your classes are. Then they can go in and they can schedule the class. And then you'll get, you know, an email letting you know that somebody's on there scheduling the class so you can expect their arrival. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. And by the way, do you have dog walking on there still?
Let me check.
Because that's one thing I've walked dogs before. Where's she going? Where are you going? Oh. But anyways, what was I saying? Because I mean, I've gotten dog walking jobs, but I need more, you know, and it's only $10 to walk a dog.
Okay.
Per hour.
I can add that.
Yeah, that's the thing. And they can do group or private. So that's why I was like, because somebody asked me if I still did, and I'm like, yeah. I mean, I don't get a lot of calls for it, but, you know, I would like to.
Sure.
And the other thing is I tried to add pictures to my website, just going when I went into that, you know, I Googled my website, right? You know, I can go back now, so hold on. And I tried to get in there, right? And to add new pictures, right?
Yes.
And it didn't seem like it wouldn't let me do it.
Okay.
I don't know how
we're going to have to table that.
I want to put some new photos in there.
We're going to have to table it for Monday, Lori, because you know how it is with, like, overtime laws and all that. They're going to get mad at me if I don't get off the phone. But I'm just – the last thing we're going to correct for now is I'm going to have them fix on the bottom of the site what is the Columbia Heights address again. I want them to take out the Minneapolis one.
Right. Didn't I give it to you already?
No, not yet. We were too busy trying to get into the email.
Oh. And I'm like, it's 4338.
4338.
Fifth Street.
Fifth Street.
Northeast.
Okay.
And you got the city already.
Mm-hmm. And then the zip?
55421. But remember to say cover all of Minnesota.
Okay. And then 4338 Fifth Street, right?
Yes. Five,
okay.
As in five. Yeah, as in
big
five. Yep.
Okay.
Update. Also. It's all going crazy.
Delayed.
Yeah, because I really want to add some, and I want to add some actual, you know, footage that I'm training the dog.
Okay.
And that's why I was looking, and I'm like, huh, I want to add, but it's not letting me add, go in and add.
Okay. I'll call you on Monday and we'll get that knocked out. I just wanted to get all of this done for now, which is what they asked me. So at least we got a lot accomplished because we got you into the CETA. We got that password set up for you. Just so that you know, I'm going to log out of your email now. So I won't have to worry about getting any notifications moving forward, but I just wanted to get in here just so I could help you reset that password. Okay.
So how am I supposed to know what if leads come then?
Okay. I will check with that department and call you on Monday, and we'll go over that. And also, I want to set up, like, the days and times that your classes are. You know what I mean? Not just have someone say, I want to come in Tuesday at 10 o'clock if you're not available Tuesday at 10 o'clock. You know what I mean? So I want to be able to, you know, go in and have a clear understanding as to how to set that up so that you can go in and see when people are booking their classes with you, okay?
Oh, yeah, and put doggy daycare is 7 days a week, day or night.
Okay.
For those who work at night, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the second shift, whenever.
Okay.
Just remember to have that in there because, you know, I know people do work, you know, nights too. And they wonder what they're supposed to do with their dog, you know?
Right, exactly.
God, I hate flies.
Okay, so you're all good to go for now, so I better run. So have a great weekend, Lori, and I'll call you again on Monday, and we'll kind of pick up where we're leaving off, okay?
Okay, and apologize for me to those people, you know, that now
I
know what it is. Now I know what it is because I'm like, what are these people doing? I don't even know who these people are.
Don't worry about it. I'll let them know on Monday, okay? I think they've all left for the day, but we'll talk to them on Monday. So have a great weekend, okay?
You too.
All right. Thank you, Lori. Okay, bye-bye.
Don't forget to call me on Monday. Okay.
I won't. I'll call you. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.